Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. In the 20s, African Americans returned to the Broadway stage with a new kind of rambunctious musical, all black revues with such cringeworthy names as Blackbirds, Hot Chocolates, and Chocolate Dandies.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
It all started with a loose-jointed book show about a step and a half up from a review, but it was noteworthy for its score by Ubi Blake and Noble Sissel, and its unlikely success after blacks had been excluded from the Broadway theater for more than a decade. The show was shuffle along, half a throwback to the styles of minstrel songs and half modern and up-to-date, vintage 1921. From Shuffle Along, Noble Sissel, Mirandy, and from the 1978 Broadway show Ubi, Lenny Godfrey and Janet Powell, I'm Just Wild About Harry.
The dark town dude of Jacksonville was a Japanese named Sansa. This dusky dude from Jacksonville had a gal they called Mirandy. She was a long, tall, steel skin brown with a loosened, careless way. If you asked Sandy about Mirandy, you would hear him say, there ain't no gal as sweet as my Mirandy. Lasses, Candy is like a big round ball of bitterness. When you taste those lips of sugar sweet, oh boy, I say, you'll fall down at her feet and weep. You know the whole world's jealous of me and my Mirandy. I'm her dandy and only waiting for that time when the village bells will chime that old rhyme. For I bought that waistband from an expensive jewelry band for Mirandy, that gal of my heart. Well, there ain't no gal that's sweet as my Mirandy. Why, lasses, Candy, it's like a big round ball of bitterness, and when you taste those lips of sugar sweet, oh boy, I say, you just fall down at her feet and weep. You know the whole world's jealous of me and my Mirandy, cause I'm her dandy and only waiting for that time when the village bells will chime that old rhyme. Cause I saw that waistband for Mr. Tiffany, that jewelry man for Mirandy, that gal for my heart.
Noble Cecil Morandi, and Linny Godfrey and Janet Powell, I'm Just Wild About Harry. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Nobody was more important to the return of blacks to Broadway than a Jewish immigrant from Russia named Lou Leslie. He began in vaudeville, oversaw the early shows at the Cotton Club, and eventually moved some of those shows to Broadway. Some said he exploited black performers, but he also highlighted their talents and gave them a shot at stardom. After he saw Florence Mills in Shuffle Along, he determined to glorify black showgirls as Ziegfeld had glorified whites. He starred Mills in a series of fast-paced revues that made her a star. In one of the first, Dixie to Broadway, she introduced the song that became her signature, a plea for racial equality. This is Eva Taylor with I'm a Little Blackbird Looking for a Bluebird. Eva Taylor with George Meyer, Arthur Johnston, Grant Clark, and Roy Turks, I'm a Little Blackbird Looking for a Bluebird. Although most of these shows were reviews, some were book shows, even though they were loosely cobbled together to leave plenty of room for jazzy singing and frenetic dancing. The Charleston became a hit after it appeared in a 1923 all-black book show called Runnin' Wild, and so did the title song. Dick Robertson and Duke Ellington's orchestra, Runnin' Wild. Robertson and Duke Ellington's orchestra, Runnin' Wild. Ethel Waters grew up in searing poverty in the Deep South. She began to sing the blues in black vaudeville and eventually began to appear in clubs during the Harlem Renaissance. By 1927, she'd moved downtown and upscale for her first Broadway revue, Africana. The show ran for only 2 months, but it established Waters as an exciting new performer for white audiences. Ethel Waters, I'm Coming, Virginia.
Stop the traffic to Dixie. Hold it right at the line. Don't want nothing betwixt me and that old home of mine. I'm so homesick and lonely. Every hour seems a day, but there is one and one only understands when I say, I'm coming, Virginia. I'm coming to stay. Don't hold it against me. Running away. I have tried to forget you and found I'm all wrong. Neath your bright southern moon, once more I'll croon a dear old mammy tune. And if I can win ya, I'll never more roam. for running away. I've tried to forget you and found I'm all wrong. Need your bright southern moon one more afternoon, a little old mammy tune. And if I can win ya, I'll never more roam.
From 1927, Ethel Waters with Donald Haywood and Will Marion Cook's I'm Coming, Virginia. The most important black reviews appear in the second half of the decade and continue into the 1930s. Most of the later shows were flops, though, as attitudes and styles changed in the move from Roaring Twenties to Great Depression. Happy-go-lucky fun went quickly out of fashion. But for now, white songwriters like Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields moved effortlessly from writing for nightclub reviews to writing for Broadway, guided along the way by producer Lou Leslie. From the score to one of the greatest of the all-black reviews, Blackbirds of 1928, The Mills Brothers, Digga Digga Doo, and Louis Armstrong, I Can't Give You Anything But Love.
And I love you, and when you love it is natural too. Digga digga doo, digga doo doo, digga digga doo, digga doo. I'm so very digga digga doo by nature. If you don't say digga digga doo, you're made, you're gonna lose a bubble. So let those funny people smile. How can there be a virgin isle? But digga digga doo, digga doo doo, digga digga doo, digga doo. Thank you.
can't give you anything but love. Baby, that's the only thing I'm plenty of. Baby, dream a while, scheme a while, babe. You should do that. But love, love, love all happiness and I grant all the things that you have probably do. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell for baby. Baby, let me blow. Diamond bracelet, woodwork tops on sale. My little baby, don't run on. Tell that lucky day, your lucky day, you know darn well. Baby, baby, all, I can't give you anything but love.
Songs by McEwen Fields for Blackbirds of 1928, The Mills Brothers' Digga Digga Doo, and Louis Armstrong' I Can't Give You Anything But Love. Lou Leslie gave opportunities to blacks, but portrayed them as stereotypes. He had faith in black performers, but he hired white songwriters. He was amiable and generous in private, but ruthless in matters of business. One of the stars who struggled against stereotypes with limited success was the great dancer Bill Robinson. He was the first African American to appear as a solo performer and one of the first to refuse to wear blackface, but he also did his share of shuffling. When he sang and danced, all was forgiven. From Blackbirds of 1928, Bill Robinson, Doing the New Lowdown.
Listen, good folks, it isn't alcohol, no y'all again at all. Thrill me with the pep I've got. I got a pair of feet that have found that low-down beat. Low-down, down around the spot that's hot. Have no peace losing my lease on living. Here's the how I'm telling you now to give in. Make 'em play that crazy thing again. I got to do that lazy swing again. Hi-ho, doing the new lowdown. Got my feet to misbehaving now. Got a soul that's not for saving now. Hi-ho, doing the new lowdown. That dancing demon, he has my feet in a trance. 'Cause when I'm dreaming, folks, I go right into that dance. Once you hear that haunting strain to it, I bet my life you'll go insane to it. Hi-ho, doing the new lowdown. Thank you.
Robinson doing the new lowdown. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The musical reviews at the Cotton Club and its main Harlem competitor, Connie's Inn, sometimes moved to Broadway. Certainly its songwriters and stars and songs often did. Hot Feet, a review by Fats Waller and Andy Razaf, opened at Connie's Inn in February 1929. It was so good that George and Connie Immerman, who owned Connie's Inn, moved it to Broadway after they renamed it Connie's Hot Chocolates and asked Waller and Razaf to add a few new songs. One of those songs was the show's biggest hit. Fats Waller sings his, Harry Brooks, and Andy Razaf's Ain't Misbehavin'.
No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you, for you, for you, for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's you that I'm thinking of. Hey, misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Leave me, I don't stay out late, no place to go. I'm home about eight, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you.
Fats Waller, Ain't Misbehavin'. Hot Chocolates is important for its score, but also because African Americans wrote, produced, directed, and starred in it. Andy Razaf wrote the book and lyrics, and Fats Waller and Harry Brooks wrote the music. Leonard Harper, an important director and producer of revues and vaudeville shows during the Harlem Renaissance, was the director and producer. When blacks occupied a subservient position in the entertainment world, this show was entirely theirs. Barbara Lee, Dixie Cinderella, and Fats Waller, Sweet Savannah Sue.
Never had the measles, and I ain't got the flu. Still the other children run from me the whole day through. I've got lots of playthings, and I can sing a song, but no one wants me around. It seems I just don't belong. I'm a little Dixie Cinderella, just as blue and lonesome as can be. Wish that I could find a fortune teller. Is there any happiness on earth for me? I hide in the attic and the cellar. Even there it seems I'm in the way, though I have done no wrong. They've picked on me for years, and I have cried so long till I've run out of tears. Oh, I'm a little Dixie Cinderella, just as blue and lonesome as can be.
Yeah.
Barbara Lee, Dixie Cinderella, and Fats Waller's Sweet Savannah Sue. Louis Armstrong made his Broadway debut in Hot Chocolates. His band was in the pit, but he took the stage during the entr'acte to perform one of Waller and Razaf's greatest songs. It was the first time a protest song had been included in a Broadway score. Louis Armstrong, Black and Blue.
So black and blue. Even the mouse ran from my house. They laugh at you and scorn you too. What did I do to be so black and blue? White inside, but that don't help my case, 'cause I can't hide what is in my face, but how would it end? Ain't got a friend. My only sin is in my skin. What did I do to be so black and blue? Got a friend. My only sin is in my skin. What did I do to be so black and blue?
Louis Armstrong, Black and Blue. What you've been listening to is an extension of the Harlem Renaissance as shows and people made their way downtown to Broadway. And that included the white songwriters, directors, and producers as well. Blackbirds of 1928 was Lou Leslie's most important show, but it wasn't his last. The others didn't do very well despite the big names in them, but they continued through the first years of the Depression. Lou Leslie's Blackbirds ran for 57 performances in 1930, despite a score by Sissel and Blake and performances by Buck and Bubbles, Minto Cato, Manton Moreland, and Ethel Waters. Waters' big song was one of Sissel and Blake's major ballads, You're Lucky to Me.
Never since a child was I reconciled by the folks who laugh at boogaboo, hoodoos haunted me, trailed me constantly, till the day you came my way like good news. Whenever you're near, all my fears disappear, dear. It's plain as can be, you're lucky to me. My only luck charms are your two loving arms. Anybody can see you're lucky to me. No harm can happen to me anymore. I'm writing 13s all over my door. My mother and dad thought that my luck was bad. No, like me, they are. Now whenever you're near, all my fears disappear, dear. It's plain as can be, you're lucky to me. My only luck charms are your two big strong arms, and anybody can see you're just lucky to me. No harm can happen to me anymore, and I am writing 13 all over my door. My mother and dad thought that my luck was bad, but now like me they agree, baby, you're lucky to me. What a, what a, what a.
Ethel Waters, You're Lucky to Me. Leslie's Broadway career continued through two more shows, Rhapsody in Black, which ran for 80 performances in 1931, and Blackbirds of 1933, which ran for 25 performances at the Apollo in Harlem. Both had white songwriters and African-American casts. From Rhapsody in Black, Ethel Waters with Alberta Nichols and Man Holiner's You Can't Stop Me From Loving You, and from Blackbirds of 1933, Maxine Sullivan with Joe Young and Ned Washington's 100 Years From Today.
Oh, you great big brute, how you mistreat me, oh, you great big brute. You can't defeat me, you can shower me with abuse, but you'll never shake me loose. Oh, you great big brute. You can browbeat me, but I'm telling you, it's no use. Say I get in your hair. Well, baby, I don't care. You can throw bricks at my window. You can put tacks in my shoe. You can sprinkle ground glass on my apple sass, but you can't stop me from loving you. You can put rocks in my pillow. You can put sand in my stew. You can be as aloof as the Chrysler roof, but you can't stop me from loving you. You can sneer at my devotion, be as mean as you can be, ridicule my great emotion, but you're never gonna discourage me. You can put locks in my cornflakes, tell me my brain's good as new. You can laugh in my face when you trump my ace, but you can't stop me from loving you. You can put lint in my gargle, seal up your pockets with glue. You can even throw fleas on my Pekingese, but you can't stop me from loving you. You can go tell Walter Winchell every darn thing that I do. You can tear me to rags just to give him gags, but you can't stop me from loving you. You can cut up my umbrella, even put up thistle where I sit. You can make me take vanilla when you know I'm crazy about chocolate. You can wear socks without garters, carry lace handkerchiefs too. You can smell of Chanel on your coat lapel, but you can't stop me from loving you. Oh, wa-da-da-da, 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 wa-da-da. Oh, wa-da-da-da, wa-da-da-da-da-da, wa-da-da-da. Starting to cough as I'm teeing off, but you can't stop me from loving you.
Don't save your kisses, just pass them around. You'll find my reason to be logically sound. Who's gonna know that you passed them around 100 years from today? Why crave a penthouse that's fit for a queen? You're near to heaven on Mother Earth's green. If you had millions, what would they all mean 100 years from today? So laugh and sing and make love the key. Be happy while you may. There's only one beneath the sun that's bound to make you feel that way. The moon is shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. Thank you.
that we start here. So laugh and sing, make love the key. Be happy while you may. There's only one beneath the sun that's bound to make you feel that way. The moon is shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today.
Ethel Waters with You Can't Stop Me From Loving You, and Maxine Sullivan with 100 Years From Today. The Harlem Renaissance was in full flower in the 1920s, and its songs, songwriters, and singers added a dash of sass and spice to Broadway musicals. Andrew Croucher's the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.